Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. Nobody but our true and loving, living God. A God that could do anything but fail. Anything, isn't God good? Yes, he is. Let's praise him. Let's glorify him. Let's magnify him. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. Tell a friend to tune into Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries with Presiding Bishop, Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart. We thank God for Jesus because God is so good. He is good all the time, even in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our situations, and in times we just don't know what to do. We are to still glorify and magnify God. He said it wasn't going to be easy, and God keeps his word. So we ought to hold on to his unchanging hand. We ought to just glorify him and magnify him and say, God, I'm going to trust in you. And you know the song say, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I am going to trust in the Lord. I am going to trust in the Lord until I die. And we can trust in him if we want to. We can say, God, you know all about this situation. You know all about my trial. You know all about my tribulations. Tell someone to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Tell someone in the nursing home to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Tell someone in the hospital, tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer. Tell someone to tune in to Power Hour Prayer behind prison bars. Yes, someone in assisted living facility. Tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. We are a ministry designed to get the word of the Almighty Living God out to everyone. Isn't God good? Early in the morning, we're going to praise him, glorify him, and magnify him. And lift up the holy name of Jesus. We serve a God that is everywhere, all-knowing. And you know what? The good thing about it, he loves each and every one of us, the little children, all the children in the world. And we need to come to him as a little child, innocent, not knowing what to do, where to go, and allow the Holy Spirit to what? Lead us and guide us and deliver us and heal us. Yes. We know that oftentimes when individuals pass and go on to heaven to be with the Lord, they are now healed. And now some of us don't understand that. We pray for healing, but when that individual leaves this earth and go home to be with the Lord, we are upset. We're going to miss them, and it's okay. But again, we got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Seek the Lord while we have a chance. Seek the Lord while we have an opportunity, knowing that he's with us, what? Of the way. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Get that into your spirit, to your mind, and to your soul. Ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life right now. This day, tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. God is with you. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to praise the Lord, give him the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit.
Dedication, help me. To give it up. Let it go. Let them go. Jesus is waiting on you, my dear ones. Thank God for Jesus. We are praying for you, you and you, 24 hours around the clock. We are praying for Sister Vanessa. We are praying because God is truly able, and God can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed us yet. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. Thank you, God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. My sisters and my brothers, the first thing that we need to do, the first thing you wish to do in the midst of a lesson in evil is to cleanse your mind of any fear you have about it. If you want your prayers answered, you must often turn from evil appearances and cleanse your mind of any fear about them by saying no to them. I'm ready to go home to be with the Lord. I'm ready for eternal life, everlasting life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. I have no fear. Thank you, God. I'm ready. Thank you, Jesus. If you want your prayers answered, you must often turn from evil appearances and cleanse your mind of any fear about them by saying no to them. I often take my mother to the doctor, and she'll say, we're not going to find a parking space. And I say, yes, we are. I say no to that word. Yes, we are. We're going to find a spot. No to those negative thoughts. No to those negative actions. this you do through the prayer of denial, in which you deny that the problem has any power over you. You got that, my sisters and brothers? You deny that prayer has the power. Not that problem or that situation. This you do through the prayer of denial, to which you deny the problem has any power over you, as you simply say no to it. I don't need to fornicate. I don't need to commit adultery. I don't need to lie. This gives you a sense of detachment or holy indifference to it. As you continue saying no to a troublesome situation, you first cast out fear. We know this in the Word of God. You first cast out fear about the situation. If you say you trust in God, God, I believe you. God, I honor you. I glorify you. I magnify you. I bless your holy name. You're casting out fear. Thank you, God. First cast out that fear about the situation. I'm going into the hospital to get surgery. If you are, cast out that fear. No, I'm not upset. No, I'm not afraid. I'm trusting in God. Your friends and your family may look at you like you're crazy. If you say you trust in God, you trust in God. With the release from fear, then comes release, my dear ones, from the problem which you no longer are clenching mentally or emotionally. And so it is free to adjust itself. Stop holding on to that situation mentally or emotionally, getting all upset. Your blood pressure rising up. Diabetes numbers are rising up. Your pain increase. Feeling pains in your chest that just won't go away. You also feel a new freedom as the no power cuts away negative beliefs, which were the cause of your problems in the first place. Through saying no, my sisters and brothers, to those situations that have harassed you, you not only clear up emotional blocks, but you also open a way for divine intelligence to circulate freely and produce a solution. Look at God. That's the kind of God that we serve, men and women of God. A businessman who was healed of arthritis through using prayer of denial later explained, from the day I began to pray no to that pain, declaring, no, I will not accept this condition as permanent, with God's help, I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. With God's help, I'm going to be healed. From that day forward, I never allowed my attention to dwell on anything else of the living God. When the old doubts and fears tried to creep in, he quickly shut the door on them with a no, no, no. Thank you, God. The arthritic pain disappeared, and I never knew exactly when they left. He said they tried to return often. Yeah, he's going to creep back in there. He's going to bring something in. But I constantly dwelled upon God's love and God's healing power. Say no to the pain. No, no, no. Is a deliverer. God is a healer. God will make a way out of no way. God, I'm trusting in you. I'm going to the doctor. I'm going to take my medication. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to walk right. I'm going to exercise. But God, I'm still going to depend upon you. He gives us common sense. Thank you, Jesus. Since that experience, he had enjoyed over 25 years of splendid health because he refused to accept anything else but the Word of God. Reading the healing scriptures, by his stripes I am healed. Even if you leave this earth today, you are healed. Thank you, God. That individual has been healed. So when they leave this earth and pass on, you pray for their healing. didn't you? And God heard and answered that prayer in his way and in his time. A man in real estate business was told that he had an incurable disease. While waiting further clinical tests, he began to cleanse his mind of fear by using no prayers. No, no, no. I do not accept this diagnosis. There is no absence of life, substance, or intelligence in me. I praise my body all the time at the perfect creation of my divine life, substance, and intelligence. He said, I am the perfect child of God, and I manifest his perfection. Our God is a perfect God. Thank you, God. And he wants that perfect manifestation of the Holy Spirit to manifest in you. Thank you, Jesus. Your body is a temple of God. Are you going to continuously abuse your body? Misuse your body? Jesus, touch someone's body right now in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are, touch that body right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. As he continued to invoke the no power of prayer, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Various situations arose that delayed further immediate clinical tests. Several weeks later, when the tests were fully made, the x-rays were clear. Won't God clear it up? Yes, he will. Trust him. Believe in him. Hold on to his unchanging hand. The incurable appearance had faded away. This man has continued to be in good health because he trusts God. All improved conditions in the world with every step of progress from the beginning of time to the present have resulted because someone said no. Someone said no to limiting appearances along the way and then worked to improve conditions. If you want your prayers answered, you must often turn from evil appearances and cleanse your mind of any fear about them by saying no to them and yes to Jesus Christ. A district manager was assigned a new territory. She said to her superior, no, I do not accept this limited territory as all I am to have. I do not accept this area as my final assignment. A few days later, she received word from the home office in another state informing her that her new territory was being enlarged. Won't God enlarge your territory? Yes, he will. Evil conditions of the mind, body, or affairs are built up by someone feeling bad about them. This bad feeling not only builds up but sustains the unhappy condition. When the bad feeling is pulled out from under the negative appearance, that evil has nothing to sustain, and it has nothing, so therefore it fades away in Jesus' name. Stop holding on to those evil appearances. It's not what it looks like. It's not what the doctors say. Whose report are you going to believe? Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The doctors say that you have cancer. You got diabetes. You have arthritis. But what does God say? In the name of Jesus, cast out that fear. Stop worrying yourself to death. It's not the disease that's going to kill you. It's you worrying about it. This is true because evil conditions have no life. I said this to you on yesterday. Evil conditions have no life. Substance or intelligence of themselves. I want you to know this morning that evil conditions have no life, no substance or intelligence. They're evil and dumb and ignorant. I want you to know that. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. Evil conditions have no life, substance, or intelligence of themselves. They are created by the fears, resentments, and other negative beliefs of man. Saying no to those evil conditions and then refusing to be fearful. You are fearfully made by Almighty Jesus Christ. Saying no to those evil conditions and then refusing to be fearful, impressed, or even to give them further attention is the greatest way you can begin to dissolve them. Let go of those evil conditions, my dear ones. When you say to any apparent limitation of mind, body, or affairs, no, I do not accept this appearance. My life, my health, my happiness, my wealth cannot be limited. In the name of Jesus, I want you to say that this morning loud and clear. No, I do not accept this appearance. My life, health, wealth, and happiness cannot be limited. In Jesus' name, you are cleansing. You're dissolving fear. You're letting that fear go. You are saying no to negative appearances. You are not accepting them or giving them power. And so they have to fade away in Jesus' name. That condition is not going to get worse in Jesus' name. Say to yourself, no, I do not accept this appearance in my life. Health, wealth, happiness cannot be limited in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. You are not accepting them or giving them power. And so they have to fade away. The omnipresent God, which has been in your life all the time, is then free to manifest as a glorious, glorious God inside of you. And you will get the desires that God has for you. Thus saying no to evil appearances can help you dissolve your hardest evils, your hardest trials, your hardest tribulation. A simple prayer, no, no, no. That's a prayer. No, no, no. I shall not be moved. No, no, no. God is in charge, not you, Satan. No, no, no. To apparent limitations, God is not limited. God made the box. So why are you trying to put him in a box? God has greater work for you to do. God is keeping you and sustaining you. Stop limiting God. A simple prayer, no, 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 to apparent limitations, or quietly saying no, no, no to yourself when others about you speak of evil, is a marvelous way to invoke the prayer of cleansing. Father, we decree and declare great and mighty things will come to pass in this day and time. Deliverance and healing will take place in this day and time. We say no to cancer, no to diabetes, no to the gunshots that are fine in our streets, in our homes, in our schools, no to the evil appearance. In the name of Jesus, we declare divine healing, divine love, divine understanding. We're not going to limit you. In Jesus' name, yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Tuesday through Saturday. We have Meditation Mondays, where you pray and meditate 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. right where you are, in your homes, on your job, and behind the prison walls, in the hospital, the nursing home. In the name of Jesus, we say no to evil appearances. We say no to sickness and disease. We say no to the evil one, poverty. We say no. In the name of Jesus, we cancel out and release those negative thoughts in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits. We say no to witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God.